to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're working together to improve our financial IQ. This is a show where we kind of address the disturbing fact that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. They either have to continue working or they have to lower their quality of lifestyle to their new low, much lower income, or they become a burden on the government or their kids. Only 5% of Americans are succeeding financially. And the good news is we know what they're doing. You know, when you look at the 5%, almost all of them have a second, third, fourth, or fifth, but all of them have a second stream of income. And when you do that, what happens is when you retire, it keeps coming in. Whether you live 10 years in retirement or 50 years in retirement, doesn't matter. Whereas people who try to save their way to retirement, the minute they retire, they are literally on their knees praying to their God, "Would you please kill me before I run out of money?" Not a good way to live. So, Total Wealth Academy is a educational coaching and consulting platform for real estate investors. We have people join here that have never owned a piece of real estate before. We have people join here who already have 5,000 apartment units. They just join because they want to take it to the next level. And what we're doing, if you wanted to really put it in a nutshell, we're teaching what you should have been taught when you were a kid. We're teaching you what the rich teach their children that the poor and middle class cannot. Not that they don't want to, they just can't. They've never done it. They've never been financially successful, so they don't know how to do it. You know, you just ask the question, were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Were your high school teachers? No. Were your college professors? No. Is your financial planner? No. We're getting our information from the wrong sources. We're simply doing what Warren Buffett said 40 years ago. He said, never depend on a single stream of income. Invest to build a second stream of income. That was 40-some years ago. I don't know if you guys know this. Warren Buffett's like 86, 87. The last interview I saw, he was 86. I don't know how old that interview was. I don't think it was more than a couple of years, so he's probably 87, 88. And still kicking and still dishing out wisdom about investing and building wealth that just blows me away. And a video I watched on YouTube the other day of him was very humbling, because as I watched him, he was saying every stinking little thing that I say. Everything. It made me wonder if I didn't just pick up all this stuff from when I read his book 20 years ago, and it just stuck with me. But then again, I shouldn't say that, because there's 100 books, 1,000, 10,000 books that say the same thing. But it's just funny that his video was almost line by line what I talk about on this show. So we're teaching our students what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. And it's really, we're just doing what Warren Buffett says to do. Don't you think it's wise to follow the financial advice of a guy who's worth $67 billion? I think that's a good person to imitate. as opposed to imitating your parents or imitating your high school teachers or college professors. You know, it's so simple. The key to success in life is simply go imitate successful people. Don't reinvent the wheel. Everything has already been done before. Just find someone who's got the results from their life that you want and imitate them. Well, Warren Buffett has the results from his life that I want financially. I don't want to be a billionaire, but I want to be well off, and I want to provide for my family and provide for my wife when I pass on. And he's got incredible advice. So here's a little recommendation. When you get a break, go look up on YouTube financial advice from Warren Buffett, life advice from Warren Buffett, whatever, and just watch two or three of his videos, and it will reinforce that what I'm sharing with you does work, that it is accurate, because you hear it from the man. I want to talk today about something that is in our spirituality class. It's called the law of detachment. And if you want to study this, what you would do is pick up a copy of Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. There's nothing about religion in that book. So no matter what your religion, you can read that book. In it, he lays out in a specific order the best way to manage your life and maintain your spirituality, your love, your joy, things like that. I don't know if you've heard this phrase before, but when you think about bread for yourself, that's an ego-based thing or thought. Bread for yourself is, it's ego. It's about you. It's for you. Everything's for you. But when you think about bread for your neighbor, that's a spiritual thought, the way that we look at it. So I don't want spirituality to be a mystery for people. It was always for me. I didn't know how to apply it. I didn't, you know, I thought you had to be religious. I thought you had to be, you know, one of these lovey-dovey, blah, blah, blah. No, spirituality is being your true self. I think the phrase that hit me the most is that we are not humans who have occasional spiritual experiences. We're spiritual beings that have occasional human experiences. We only hear for 75, 80 years. Do you realize how short that is in the big picture? You know, the earth being billions of years old, it's nothing. It's nothing. But our spirit lives on through our kids, through the people we touch, and through our deeds. And we'll talk about the law of detachment when we come back from the break, and I'll try to share it with you in a way that's easy to understand and it doesn't mystify it so you think spirituality is some weird thing. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. If you're interested in learning how to build a second stream of income, We're actually teaching a class tonight on that. It's about an hour and a half long. And you're welcome to come to that. It's free. Go to gettotalwealth.com and you'll see a big yellow, bright yellow button that just says, hey, free course. So check it out if you're interested. And you should be, because, I mean, Warren Buffett told you to do it because he realized that just depending on a job for your income is a huge mistake. Huge mistake. It's really the highest risk position you could be in. People talk about real estate. In real estate investing, risky. Not as risky as just having a job, bro. That's the highest risk position you can be in. So let's talk about the law or principle of detachment. The opposite would be attachment, obviously. And what we're talking about are your goals. Let's say that your goal is to have a 5,000 square foot home, a Ferrari, a boat, $20,000 a month passive income. And those are your goals. As weird as this sounds, you have to let go of your attachment to those goals to ever achieve them. You don't let go of your intention. You don't let go of your desire. You can't attach your happiness to something in the future. Happiness needs to be here, right now. Those things, and what I really mentioned were symbols, not the real, if you will, the real you. The real you is going to be your relationships, the people that surround you, that love you. And I'm not talking about transactional relationships where the only reason they're there is for some financial benefit. I'm talking about true, loving relationships. Warren Buffett, in one of his points, he said, they asked him, how do you define success? And he said, if you're not destitute, you have the money to provide for your family, you don't have to be rich, and you're surrounded by the people you love, you're a success. And I happen to agree with him. I know more people. Let me see if I want to say this. How about this? I know a lot of people with tremendous amounts of money that are alone. They're alone. There'll be no friends at their funeral. It'll be transactional. Business associates or people that were involved in their real estate deals. They're alone because they missed. They attached. And remember, attachment is what you're trying to avoid. They attached their happiness to symbols. Big houses, fancy cars, X amount of dollars in the bank, instead of detaching themselves from those things and attaching themselves to love, to friendship, to, what is that word the Bible uses? Compassion. To compassion, to love, all of that. As an example of what I mean by this is when I was driving a Ford Festiva, and I don't know if you know what that is, but imagine the worst. It's kind of like they built it just. The difference between it and a skateboard is minuscule, but it was a car. And when I drove around that in that thing, I was as happy as I am now in my Ferrari. I can honestly say I am no happier in my Ferrari than I was in that Ford Festiva. And it's made me realize, in no uncertain terms, that those symbols of success don't bring happiness. Money doesn't bring happiness. I had no money. I was broke driving around that little Festiva. And I was happy as could be. I had the most beautiful wife in the world, the most attentive wife. She was just incredible. I was so happy. We had a baby on the way. So much happiness and joy and laughter and adventure, because we didn't know what we were doing. We knew our future was bright, at least we felt it was, but we didn't know what we were going to do. You know, probably by that time I had decided on being a real estate investor, but I didn't know it would work. I hadn't done it yet, so I still had all those fears and insecurities and pain and suffering, wondering if it would work. But the point that Chopra makes is that what most people attach themselves to are symbols, cars, houses, banknotes, things like that, not realizing that those things are transitory. They come and go. I know guys with a lot of money that if they lost their money, they'd, as brutal as this sounds, they'd probably kill themselves. Remember when the stock market crashed in the 20s and people were jumping out of windows in downtown New York? That's what I'm talking about. And what Chopra says is, settling for the symbols of success is like settling for the map instead of the territory. In other words, getting a map of Texas instead of actually owning Texas. It's totally different. And what people do is they exchange themselves, their spirit, for symbols. Not realizing those symbols come and go, and they're transient, they're useless in the big scheme of things. That helping and serving others, providing for your family, raising your kids, that's permanence. Because it's passed on to their kids, passed on to their kids, passed on to their kids, and so on, and so on, and so on. And you live on for literally ever by being a good parent, excuse me, and being a good person. And detachment leads to, we're going to call it wealth consciousness. It's where all of a sudden you do nothing and everything happens. Passive income is a good example of that. You do nothing. You know, you come in, you take some classes, become a sophisticated investor so that you can legally invest in these type deals. And you put up your money and boom, you start making whatever, we'll say 20 grand a month, and you do nothing. The other part of detachment is that you don't want to be rigidly set on a specific path of life. Again, you still have your intention, you still have your goal, you still have your desire. But how you get to that goal, you need to be flexible. Don't get rigidly attached to any one path, because a fantastic opportunity could come up, and if you're too rigidly attached to your current path, you could miss making a slight change, and that slight change getting you there 5 years faster than you would have if you'd have stayed on your original route. What he talks about is you don't want to be like the oak tree that when the hurricane comes, cracks and dies. You want to be like the reed that flows and goes back and forth with the wind and survives. The other thing about attachment is people who are attached to cars, houses, they're very, very insecure people. Very insecure. I make this point on a regular basis. If you have no money and you're insecure about money, if I give you $1 million, you'll still be insecure because it's part of who you are. The insecurity is you. And now you're insecure. What if I lose it? What if I get ripped off? What if the bank goes out of business? Oh, I put some of it in the stock market. What if the stock market crashes? Insecurity. People who say, well, when I have X amount of dollars, I'll feel secure. Never happens. Never, ever happens. It's not how it works. When you're focused on your spirit and who you are and the power that you have, man, well, I'll have to take a break, go to commercial, and we'll talk about this after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Do want to remind people, if you're interested in learning how to build a second stream of income for yourself and your family, I'm actually teaching a class tonight from 6:30 to about 8. Is that right? 6:30, 7:30? Yeah, to about 8. We're done and out of here by 8. And it's free. It's designed to give you a view of our teaching techniques, go over our business model, and show you how to start building passive income with single family, self-storage, apartment complexes, any type of commercial property. Again, it's free. Go to GetTotalWealth.com, GetTotalWealth.com, and click on the free sample class. Now, I was heading into a really important part, so I stalled, went to break, and I want to get back to it. You have to understand that attachment equals insecurity. If you're attached to a specific thing, the other problem is, you know what attachment is? It's attachment to the known. It's attachment to the past. There's no growth in that. There's no adventure. There's no excitement. There's no passion. It's, oh, well, I'm comfortable. I don't want things to change. I'm a traditional person. I like tradition. Oh, I say it that way because that's all gross to me. It's like, screw the past, screw tradition. I want to know what works better. I want to know what's different, what's going to change, how can we be better. And it's a thing called the wisdom of insecurity or the wisdom of uncertainty. So this wisdom of insecurity is when you finally admit that there's only one constant in life, And what is that? There's only one thing that is constant in life. Change. That's the only thing that never changes. There always has been change, and there always will be change. So you have to adapt to it and admit it and accept it. That security is a false thing. It's like when people say, I've got job security. Well, everybody's laughing except for the person who said it. There's no such thing. It's an attachment to the known, your past. And you end up paralyzed in the past. Some people call it a rut. I've gotten in a rut. You're just a worn out, repeating the same things over and over and over again because they make you feel secure. It worked in the past, so surely it'll work now. When that's just not true. What the spiritualists talk about is you want to be open to the field of all possibilities. At all times. If you're at your job and that's your only source of income, again, you're in the highest risk position you could possibly be in. Don't ever say that real estate investors are taking risks or stock people are taking risks or gold investors are taking. No, you're taking the biggest risk. You're the risk. You love risk. If you have a job and that's your only source of income, that's your thing. You love risk. You want to be open, if you're going to change your life, to the field of all possibilities. That there are all kinds of options. Security is an attachment to the past. First off, there is no security. The illusion of security is an attachment to the past. You want everything to be the same as it was in the past because you were comfortable in the past. It worked in the past. It makes you feel good. But all that leads to is stagnation, decay, boredom, and death. Because what's that? Stagnation leads to death. Decay. Oh, yeah, I got a caller. I'm sorry, Rob. Let me take this caller. Rob. I'm so sorry. I forgot all about you. Thank you for calling in. How are you today?
Very good.
How can I help?
Okay. I have a question. I owner-financed a house about 15 years ago. It'll be paid off in April. However, okay. The person I sold it to, now they want to sell the house. Is that possible for them to sell the house, even though it's not paid off to me?
Yeah, but what will happen is at the closing table, they'll write you a check for whatever they owe you.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get paid. I would contact that title company and make sure they know you have a lien on that property.
Uh-huh. Okay, because he hasn't contacted me. You know, I kind of found out, on my own. Even though there's like property taxes owed and stuff, it'll still be okay?
Yeah, but they're going to take out of the proceeds,
yes,
the
sir.
Back taxes, everything.
Okay.
They'll pay all of that so it's up to date the day it closes. But, Rob, I don't like the fact that he didn't tell you or they didn't tell you. That sounds a little shady.
Yeah.
You need to reach out to them and say, who are you closing with? Who is the title company? I need to speak to your title company. And you get to that title company and make sure they know you have a owner finance note on that property and the title company will take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
No.
Do you understand who the title company? What I mean by the title company?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay,
that.
Perfect. Okay, Rob. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Anybody that does have a question, I'm sorry I got behind. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or you can email me. It's asksteve at gettotalwealth.com. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com. Okay, so we're talking again, and I'm kind of poking fun at people that think there's such a thing as security. There isn't. You have to adapt and understand and embrace the wisdom of insecurity. Nothing's guaranteed. I'm not even guaranteed to make it out of this studio today. I could have a heart attack right here. I could get killed in a car wreck on the way home. Nothing is guaranteed. And when you accept that, there is a freedom. And all of a sudden, you're like, huh. If I'm in the field of all possibilities, and I recognize that there's no such thing as security, and I realize that I'm already high risk because all I have is a job, starts to make sense why you should build a second stream of income. At least I hope this is coming across to you the way it did to me. See, when you step into the unknown, you embrace the wisdom of insecurity, you face your fears, you face anything that you think could be painful, this is where life happens. That's where the excitement is, the joy, the growth, the happiness, the adventure. If you're in a rut and you're just trying to live in the past, you're going to miss out on life. Your life's going to suck, but it's comfortable. You know, there's a million people who have said it, but I think it was Stephen Covey. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. Most people would say, what gets in the way of a great life? A bad life. No, it's a good life that gets in the way of a great life. You got it good. You're comfortable. Get your little paycheck every 2 weeks. Pay your bills. Maybe have a little extra money to go out on a date. You're comfortable. You got to get uncomfortable. I'm telling you, wherever you see fear and pain, that's where you should direct your life. If you're afraid of real estate investing, that's what you should be doing. If you're afraid of asking that gorgeous girl out, that's what you should be doing. If you're afraid of going to the gym because you're so obese, that's what you should be doing. Again, that's where the excitement, joy, growth, happiness, adventure is. And that's what makes life worth living. The other thing that you've got to understand is that all these things that the insecure people see as problems, did you know that the solution is in the problem? But they can't see it because they're stuck in the past, using things that worked in the past that no longer work. They can't solve problems. Opportunity lies in your problems. Opportunity lies in your fears, things you think will be painful. That's where you got to head. If you want to study this one further, grab David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. He's the first one I heard ever say, wherever fear is, that's where I head. Wherever pain is, that's where I head. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. This is the last time I'll mention it, but I am teaching a free workshop this evening. I'm pretty excited because I have some new material. It will be from 6:30 to about 8 at our offices, which are at Kirkwood and I-10. Kirkwood and I-10. And you're welcome to come. It's a free workshop where you can get a sample of our teaching method, as well as see how we're building a second stream of income with single-family homes, apartment complexes, self-storage, and so on. Go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and there'll be a button right there that says free sample class. So to summarize what I've been discussing today, the law is called, or the principle is called, detachment. That you set goals, you have an intention, but you're not attached to exactly how you're going to get there. Because there can be all types of changes, shortcuts. You might meet someone that educates you to a new level, and you're able to cut 2 or 3 years off the process. You got to be open to that. Then you also have to adapt to the wisdom of insecurity. There is no such thing as security. No such thing. There's only one constant, and that is change. The only thing you should be secure, feel secure about, is who you are as a human being, your love, your passion, your compassion. It's that's consistent and pretty much never changing. But all these outside things, they're, I think the term is ephemeral, they're temporary. They're just symbols. And step into the unknown. Because that's where all the passion is. That's where the adventure is. That's where life happens. If you live in the past and want the security of everything being the same as it was last year, you're in a rut, you're missing out on life. It's just terrible. And I bet you suffer with more insecurities than the people who are living in the, stepping into the unknown. So I hope I've explained this somewhat effectively. I don't feel like I did a great job on this. It's just, it's something that you need to think about, and it's worth it to pick up those two books, the Deepak Chopra, Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, and David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. If you read those two books, you'll understand better what I said today. But, you know, detach yourself from material things, live with the wisdom of insecurity, and whatever you're afraid of, whatever you think is going to cause you pain, that's your subconscious telling you where you should go. That's where you should go. That's where the adventure is, the passion, all of the wonderful things that make life worth living. Okay, let's answer some emails now for the last couple of minutes of the show. My phone lines are open to you. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is from a Trevor, who is asking, hey, as a landlord, what would you do? And it's literally 4 or 5 paragraphs. I had a chance to read through it. He's got the tenant from hell. What would I do, Trevor? Evict them. They have broken the lease at least 3 different ways. And Trevor, I got to be harsh on you. You should have evicted them 6 months ago. But you got lazy. You got greedy. You thought, oh, I can't lease it. Maybe if I kick them out, I won't be able to lease it quickly. I'll have to make a mortgage payment. and they're paying me part of the rent, so I get that's greed and laziness. It got you. You can't do that. Evict them immediately on all three counts. Non-payment, having a dog they're not supposed to have, and damage to the property. Evict them. You're going to be able to lease that thing after you get it fixed, you know, which might take a week. You're going to lease it in 5 to 10 days. That's just the going deal here in Texas. So don't be afraid. Don't be lazy. Don't be greedy. You can do this, Trevor. The other thing is, do not beat yourself up. I just did. That's enough. Now let it go. Forgive yourself, but don't do it again. All right. Okay, let's go to the next email. This is from Bryant. He's trying to keep his tenants in place during a flip. Now that's unusual. No, I'll tell you, absolutely not. Your tenants are on month to month. Give them a 30-day notice, because it will take you 3 to 4 months to rehab it if they're in there, and this is a one-month rehab. 1 month. 1 month, put it on the market. It's going to sell above asking price 51% of the time and be gone in a week. If you try to eke the repairs because you're greedy and you want that tenant to stay in there to keep making their monthly payment, it's going to take you 4 months to finish the rehab, maybe longer, and you could miss this opportunity. Because if the correction comes, which it is coming, it might have come while you're doing your slow rehab with the tenant in there. Give them 30-day notice, get them out of there, hand the keys to your contractor, let them get it done in a month, put it on the market, it's going to sell in a couple days. All right, Brian, hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next question is from Kathy. You got a This is a situation where a tenant painted an apartment, and then, as per the lease, they had to repaint it, but the old color is coming through. The problem is you've already given them their security deposit back, and I bet you repainting the house is more than their security deposit. This is a big mistake, Kathy. You should have noticed this. You should have done a walkthrough on a sunshiny day to verify that that paint was done correctly. It obviously wasn't. You do have recourse in that you could hire an attorney and go sue them. Not sure that's the highest and best use of your time. I would probably just cut my losses, repaint the house, and get it released as quickly as possible and move on down the road. You're in the acquisition phase of another house. Yeah, you're doing the right things, Kathy. That's just keep adding to your portfolio. But you've learned a valuable lesson. Make sure you do a walkthrough anytime somebody moves out. Do a punch-out list for all the repairs. Have them sign it acknowledging those repairs, then go do them, and after you've paid for it, subtract it from the security deposit and then return to them their security deposit. All right, hope that helps, Kathy. And again, don't beat yourself up over this, but that's a huge mistake. And, you know, it's going to cost you $3,000 to repaint the house probably, because they're going to have to put two coats on. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next email comes from a Madeline. Huh. Would you charge... Oh, we're at the end of the show. Madeline, I will email you right after the show and get you your answer. I can tell you this. The answer is yes, they're responsible for those coffee stains in the car, in the carpet. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.